Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. It's a new year, so we have a new Bible study for you. This year, we're going to be going through the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, that title is a little misleading. 1 Corinthians is actually not the first letter Paul wrote to this group of believers in the city of Corinth. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 says, "I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with immoral people." So Paul mentions another letter he had written to them prior to 1 Corinthians, and in that previous letter, he had to tell the church not to associate with immoral people who claimed to bear the name of Christian. Whoa, it seems like we're starting with the drama pretty early on in the year, aren't we? Well, you don't even know the half of it, so how about we start at the beginning of 1 Corinthians? The beginning of 1 Corinthians actually starts in Acts chapter 16. The Apostle Paul begins his second missionary journey by going to Philippi. While there, he shares the gospel with Lydia and then casts a demon out of a slave girl. Because of that act, Paul and Silas are thrown into jail, where we find them singing praise and worship songs after being beaten and tossed in the slammer. An earthquake happens. It loosens their chains and opens the doors to the jail. But instead of running out, Paul and Silas take the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with the jailer. He gets saved, goes home, tells his family, and they all get saved. Paul and Silas get released from prison and travel west to Thessalonica, where Paul begins to preach in the synagogue. And his message of Jesus is stirring people up, many of the Jewish people, but not a revival type of stirring, more like foaming at the mouth. And so they gather up some of the hood rats of the city, they form a mob, and they start attacking Christians and dragging them into courts. Some other Christians sneak Paul and Silas out of town in the middle of the night and send them off to Berea. When they get to Berea, when morning breaks, they go to the synagogue where the people are a bit more dignified than in Thessalonica. Paul preaches and the people stick their noses into the scriptures to verify what Paul is preaching, and many of them become believers. But those troublemakers back in Thessalonica, they hear that Paul was now in Berea, and so they get up a caravan and they go to Berea and start trouble there. So the brothers in Berea sneak Paul out of that city and they put him on a boat to Athens. Now, Paul is in Athens alone. He sees the rampant idolatry in the city, and they go to the place where all the philosophers and thinkers gather, and Paul preaches there. When he gets to the part of the story about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, people start jeering and mocking him. And that gets us to Acts chapter 18, where Paul enters Corinth, where he will plant this church. That's the beginning of our story with 1 Corinthians. I hope you'll continue to join us day by day as we look at this incredible letter. As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout India and Pakistan.